One final exam left to go. Then I can forget about everything and spend the summer with my Andy. Our schedules haven't allowed us to be together nearly enough this year, and I hope to make up for that over the break by spending most of our time in bed. Since I'm 2 years behind Andy, it's been hard watching him get scooped up into the real world while I'm still living on campus, but he's here every weekend and we talk a lot. Just 1 year to go, and then we can get an apartment together and finally be on the same life page. How did you do, girlie? Jade pops up behind me and wraps her arm around my neck as we make our way down the dorm hallway. Not too bad, but I feel like Professor Adams was staring at me the whole time I was taking my mass comm final. It was very distracting, I tell her. She shrugs her shoulders. He totally wants to get in your pants. It could boost your final grade. She squeezes me and shrieks, one more day in this hellhole and it's summer vacation. That's gross. He's like 60 or 70. Plus that mole on his cheek has two hairs growing out of it, and the dried boogers he always has in his nose. How does he not know they're there? Yeah, good point. Don't let him near your pants. A better grade isn't worth it for that, Jade says. Oh, crap, before I forget, do you have that dress I lent you last week? Chip is taking me out for our sex-iversary tonight. I laugh at the way she accentuates the sex part of their anniversary. Jade and Chip celebrate every milestone, no matter how small or how large. Ooh la la, where are you going? I ask, reaching into my back pocket for my room key. Probably a burger joint, but I still like to look nice. Plus, I don't care if we just sit outside and do nothing. It's Chip, she says breathlessly. I have no problem just staring at him all night. That's normal, right? You have it so bad for him, Jade. Please shoot me if I ever end up like you, I jest. Oh, please. You and Andy are totally heading down the same path. He, like, totally worships the ground you walk on and the air you breathe, all that crapola. You think so? I ask with a small smile, wondering whether I truly am following in Jade's footsteps. It's never been my thing to fall head over heels for someone the way Jade has, but Andy does have a particular charm to him. Plus, it's been a year, and we're in love and already talking about future plans. So maybe she is right. He's good to me. I think I lucked out there. See, you thought all hotties were assholes. I told you that wasn't the case, she reminds me. I was wrong, I lament. Feel better? Jade pats herself on the back. I do feel better, as a matter of fact. Thanks. Andy's here packing up my stuff so we can take off right after my final tomorrow. He'll be happy to see you, I tell her. Oh, I didn't know he was here, Jade chirps. Let me at the tough guy. He needs a Jade hug. Maybe I should warn him first, I laugh with a raised brow, because it takes a certain type of person to handle Jade's eccentricity. Take a deep breath first and calm down so you don't startle him. Andy calls her Crazy Jade, but I've kept that to myself. I unlock my dorm room and push it open. Andy, look who's here to see you, I announce while pulling the key out of the lock. As I turn toward my side of the room, my heart does that thing where it beats twice at one time instead of beating at its normal rhythm, right before it sinks to the bottom of my stomach and suddenly I want to vomit. Andy is here, but he's definitely not helping me pack. He's in the middle of my $300 Pottery Barn comforter, butt naked, in the company of not one but two naked girls. He has his face buried in one girl's crotch and his cock in the other. As I focus on the horrifying scene, I know it will be burned in my mind forever. It's Laura and Carrie from next door, with Andy, on my bed, on my comforter that cost me a whole month's salary. There's a naked ass on my pillow and two sets of breasts furiously bouncing in the air. I feel totally disgusted and violated. Not one of them heard the door open or my voice as I announced my entrance. They must be having a really good time. Jade walks in beside me and I shove the door closed, causing a loud thud. In response to the sound, body parts begin to fly and untangle as the three of them sit up, all with looks of utter shock. Are they actually shocked to be caught having sex on my bed? Did not one of them consider that I might get out of my exam a few minutes early and catch them? Oh my God, how long has this been going on?
I can explain, Andy says.
Explain? I take a few steps forward, feeling bewildered, hurt, and raging mad.